Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. We have had a time this week considering beholding the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you missed it, write in, email me. We'll send you out a copy of the CD and we'll send it to you free. It's just like the gospel. It's free. Isn't he wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? Now, listen to me. John said that the Word became flesh. That was Jesus. And he says, and we beheld his glory, and he was full of grace and truth. And he doesn't say that he heard about his glory. He doesn't say he read about his glory, or he listened to a story about his glory from somebody else. He beheld his glory. And we have the same privilege to behold the glory of God, to see the man Jesus Christ, but to see in him that he is the God-man, to see in him that he is the Savior, to see in him that he is filled with grace and truth, to see in him the prophet, the priest, the king, to see in him our only hope. This is his glory. To walk with him. Oh, listen, do you know him? I know you know about him, but do you know Jesus? And you can't behold him. Listen to me. You can't behold him with your eyes. It's not by sight that he's calling us to behold him. It's by faith. We are called to live by faith, and faith is a sight. It's not physical sight, but there are eyes in faith, and it causes you to see these wonderful things about Jesus. And listen, it's a far better thing to have faith, to have the eyes of faith, than to have physical, carnal eyes. Because you say, well, I wish I had seen him. No, 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 don't think about that. It's much better to behold him by faith. Oh, really is. And the Holy Spirit will cause faith to grow in you, and you'll be able to behold his glory. I love what Spurgeon said. Spurgeon said, it's better to see Christ Jesus by faith than it is to see him by sight. For a sight of him by faith saves the soul. But we might see him with the eye and yet crucify him, and yet be found amongst the greatest rebels against his government and power. Oh, yes. Let me ask you, have you beheld his glory by faith? Have you beheld him by faith and seen by faith that Jesus became your substitute? Jesus is God manifest in the flesh, and he's lived perfectly, and he's displayed the moral excellencies and the divine, absolutely the divine essential nature. He's displayed his power and his miracles, and he's displayed that he is God manifest in the flesh. And he went to the cross, and there they hammered and nails into him, and there they crowned him with cruel thorns, and there he took upon himself our sin and intercepted the wrath of outraged majesty. Have you seen that by faith? Oh, if not, you're not saved. You're a good church person, no doubt. You are a religious person, no doubt. But that won't save you. Only Jesus will save you. And by faith, you can take a hold of that salvation. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.